Full Spectrum.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Michael in?
Speaking.
Hey, Michael. It's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. What can I do?
Good. I'm actually just following up with you. I don't know if you remember. It was a few months ago we spoke. But I just wanted to follow up to see if last we spoke you mentioned you could possibly be bringing on some new equipment.
Yep. That's still the case.
Okay. Do you guys already have somebody that you're going to finance that through?
Yeah, I've got a couple of people lined up that are already in line for that.
Okay.
One I'm clear on, the other I'm not clear on yet. And the reason is we're not clear on when the machine's going to arrive yet. So
they need to know that first?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of rate are they getting?
One of them was 5.25, I think. It's been a while since I've looked. I'd have to go back through the machine notes and see. But it seems like it was around, I think the payment was going to be around $5,200 or something like that. I don't recall exactly. On
okay.
About $250,000.
Okay, and that's a 60-month term?
You know, I don't even know if I have that information.
Oh, okay.
I think it is a 60-month term, though.
Okay. Are they? Is it an approval or is it a proposal?
That we were approved for that if we want to take advantage of it.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, is there any chance I can try to throw my hat in the ring there?
If you want, sure. It's $250,000. It's a Nomura hybrid screw.
Nomura.
The
hybrid screw.
Yep.
Do you have an invoice?
I do not. I only have a quotation at this point.
Okay, but you do have a quote from them?
Yes.
Okay. Is there... Go ahead.
The quote is a little open-ended because they're actually programming a couple of parts for me, and they were establishing a tooling list, too. So, and high-speed spindles and things like that, you know, can add quite a bit to the cost of an invoice. That's why the $250. I think the machine is around $220,
okay.
And we added a $30,000 in there for potential software and or additional tooling needed.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Do you mind if I send you an email to have I just have a short one-page application. Actually, it's more like half a page.
Okay.
But I would just need your info, and that's really all that I would need. And then if you could send over that quote, and then I can get you an answer in about 24 or 48 hours here.
Okay.
What's a good email for me to send that over to?
I'm going to qualify this with saying if I get inundated, if you don't get the business, I'll just turn it into spam. Just letting you know. You're wasting your breath.
Absolutely.
Because you get so much junk. Okay.
I understand, yeah.
The email will be FSMINC and the number 2@Verizon.net.
Okay, great. Let me send that over. Looks like I already had that email here, so I hope my email doesn't go straight as junk or spam.
No, it hasn't been. I have very few that go to junk because I always qualify it with that statement. If you send me a whole bunch of spam stuff just to get business, forget it. It's not. I'm not going to deal with it.
Okay.
So yes, it's all. It's not in junk. I know that.
Okay, got it. All right, I will send you the application over. If you could just fill it out and get me, send me the quote with that as well. I can get you an answer right away and see if we can throw our hat in the ring and get you a better rate there.
Okay.
Sounds good. I'll follow up. If I don't receive it to you by tonight or tomorrow, I'll give you a call towards the end of business day tomorrow.
Yeah, you won't get it today. I know that.
Okay.
Because Judy who'll be filling it in is in and out the rest of the afternoon. This is actually a day off. So she'll get to it in the morning.
Perfect. Sounds good, Michael. All right, appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right.